Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. Well, there's a young man that I know, and he loves to get on Facebook and Instagram. He likes to post all kinds of things that he's doing in his life and whatnot, and while he, like many people today, well, they enjoy doing that too. They like to put on their activities that they're doing, places that they're traveling, and that kind of thing. But this particular young man, while he enjoys this, he puts those posts on there, he likes to keep track of how many people like them. Okay, that's something you can do on Instagram and Facebook. And so the more likes that he gets on there, the happier that he is. Now, sometimes he puts things on there, and while when it happens, he expects people to reply to it. You know, maybe it's a little controversial or something like that, or he's hoping for a discussion. And when people don't like it or respond to it, well, then he gets a little concerned. Because then he starts asking himself a question. It's like, well, do people like me anymore? I mean, is this, you know, this is who I am, and they're not responding. So maybe it's something about me. Maybe there's something wrong with me. And so what happens then is that he sees these posts on there, and nobody's liking them. Well, then he figures, like, well, maybe I better take these off because I'm not getting anything out of it. So he'll delete those posts. And when that happens, he starts to get a little bit depressed about it. Now, when I think about that, and I think about folks like that, it's interesting to see what kind of filter people use these days to process information about themselves and others. So it's a question that I ask you this morning. What kind of filter do you use? Now, in our next service, our confirmants, well, they're going to be confirmed today, and they've gone through 3 years of instruction. They've learned, as Jesus puts it in our gospel reading this day, about the word of the Lord. Now, you see, they have learned something over the last 3 years using the word of the Lord as a filter for all the messages that come our way. Now, these messages could be on our cell phones there, something that we're reading, somebody's texted us something. Could be something else. Could be somebody sitting next to you in the pew or in class. Could be from the TV. All kinds of messages that are coming in towards us, talking about different things. But the point is that all these things that are coming in, how do you process those? By what kind of filter do you use? And so, what are you going to use? What are you going to use as the standard to determine whether something is good or bad? Is it worth keeping or not? Now, our gospel reading this morning, we have Jesus praying. He's praying to the Heavenly Father that those who believe in him would be kept by him. And Jesus says a most important thing. He says, I have given them your word. Therein lies everything. And we think about it there, okay, Jesus there has been calling people there to repent, to turn from their sins, to turn back to the Lord. Why? Because in turning back to the Lord, they're going to find forgiveness. And he also attaches forgiveness with something else there, talking about life, eternal life. Now that message that Jesus has been sharing was for all the world to hear. And now while he was preaching to Jews and Gentiles alike, to believers in particular, it was important for them to heed that message. It's one again meant that forgiveness for a person, but also to everlasting life. Now, as this message was meant for all people to hear and for all people to receive, not everyone liked receiving that message. Jesus said it in his prayer. He said, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. Well, the world has hated the disciples. Okay? Jesus comes out cleanly and says that the believers have been hated by the world, just as he has been hated by the world. You see, the world is using a different filter for the messages. The filter is this. The world does not like God in control of things. The world does not like to follow God's commandments. The world wants to do as it pleases, and this filter was brought into the world at the very beginning by the evil one, by the devil. Now, we need to remember something about the devil. The devil is a created being, just like you and I are. Now, granted, the devil has more powers and just can do all kinds of other things that you and I cannot do, but nonetheless, he is a created being. Now, it was the evil one who wanted to be like God who tempted the first parents to sin. They, too, had the word of the Lord back in the beginning. Now, they should have used that as a filter with the message that they were receiving from the evil one, but they did not. They liked hearing that message from the evil one, that they could be like God, knowing good and evil, and they let that sway their minds, and so they sinned. The same issue comes our way. We too are tempted with all kinds of messages, all kinds of things. And again, the question is how much are we going to use the word of the Lord as our filter? Now, surveys come and go. And surveys over the last few years have shown that the number of Christians in the United States has been declining for a number of years. In fact, the United States is now the third largest mission field in the world. Now, it's not surprising, really. And in a way, it is surprising. Not surprising when the world calls Christians who are against abortion as woman haters. Not surprising when Christians want to defend marriage as the union between a man and a woman, only as narrow-minded haters. When the truth of the matter in both instances there is we're not haters. We're just holding to the word of the Lord. But the trouble is that the world keeps hammering Christians for their beliefs. And I can understand then when Christians sit there and kind of evaluate themselves and their faith, and it's like, well, who wants to stay a Christian if they're going to be at risk of being defined as a hater? Now, I say the drop in Christianity, well, that's not surprising because people don't like confrontation. They don't like that at all. So instead of taking abuse from others, they say it's not worth it and leave the faith. But I say it is surprising, on the other hand, because Christians are exchanging their one filter, the word of the Lord, for the filter that the world uses. And that change in filter puts a person's faith at risk. It puts their soul at risk. Now, this is the world that our confirmands are going out into to live in, just like the world that you and I live in. They're going out into a world that is growing ever more hostile towards people of faith. And over the last 3 years, they have been taught the word of the Lord. They have learned that sin is a reality in their lives and in the lives of people in the world. They have learned that sin deserves to be punished, and that punishment is death. But yet at the same time, they too have learned that there's a Savior there. There is a God who loves them very much, who sent them Jesus, just like what was mentioned here about love. Yes, indeed, it is that love that Jesus died for us all, so that all of those sins might be forgiven. They learned that that death happened through his punishment on the cross on behalf of each and every one of us. And just as how important it is that he rose again from the grave alive. That is important, because those promises are given to you and I. Those promises are given to us in our baptisms. For in there, every each and every one of us has been marked with the sign of the cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. You belong to God. You've been forgiven. You have the hope of everlasting life. You see, that's what's been given to us in our baptisms, and that's where our confirmands, and we too as Christians, know and understand what John said in his gospel. For these things were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Why can we rely on such things? Well, as Jesus put it, your word is truth. And we need to remember that. Think of it in these terms. It's just like when you were married, okay? You say to your spouse that your spouse is going to be the one and only one. And now everybody else is out of the market, okay? You say they're rejected in that sense because you were staying to the one and only. So we too hold on to God's word as the one and only truth, and all others are rejected. Meaning, God's Word is the one and only truth for saving us. Now, it's important, again, to remember that because, why? We live in a hostile world. And our days on this earth are but a short time in comparison to eternity. And the key to eternity is determined by what we believe now. We need to have faith now. Faith in Jesus Christ to be able to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. And that's what it means to hold firm in the faith. But it also means to hold firm in God's Word. And in God's Word, there again, we too are reminded that, hey, you know, not one of us here is perfect. We are all sinners. And every time we step away from God's Word, that's what starts to begin to put our souls at risk. That's why as a pastor up here, I let you know those kinds of things. Because I don't know at what point in time when we've gone too far. That's why I want to call everyone back. That's why Jesus calls everyone back to repent. Because indeed we are sinners in need of saving. And we're susceptible as we walk away from God's Word and changing that filter there of perhaps losing our faith. And that's where we need to hold on to Jesus as the author and perfecter of our faith. And so therefore, we need to pray for our confirmands, but also for each other and for all believers, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name. Yes, Lord, keep us in your name, keep us in your word. For in doing so, we have life in his name. And so as we live that life and as we leave this place today, I want you to think about what it means the next time that you get on Facebook or Instagram there and you're kind of looking at, see how many people are liking your picture there or whatever post that you put. Just remember, what's most important is that God likes you, you who have faith through Jesus Christ. Because that like from God lasts not only today or for the next time that you get on Facebook, but that like lasts forever and ever through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.